Hello, my name is Cristina. I am 25 years old. Today is October the 24th, and I am speaking with my classmates. With my classmates, Ingrid and Javier. We are recording this interview in Medellin, Antioquia, Colombia. Ingrid, can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Hello, Cristina. I grew up in Bogota, is the capital of Colombia. That place is colder than Medellin, that is the actual city. And Bogota is crowded too. But you can find many options for food, for art, for entertainment, so it's a good place to visit. And I enjoy my city in my grandpa.
So, Javier, can you tell me about where you grew up? What was it like?
Hello, Cristina. I grew up here in Medellin. Medellin is, in my own opinion, is the best city in Colombia. I was very happy. I was born here and grew up here. Medellin has great weather, has a good environment, has a good economic and educational system. So I think it's a great city.
Okay, thank you. Ingrid, did you have a nickname? And if so, can you tell me the story of how you got it?
Okay, yes, I have a nickname with my family and my close friends. My nickname is in Spanish, Flaca, is like in English, King. Nickname is because when I was a children, I was very shy, kind of
teeny,
and that was the nickname. But it's only for my family and my closest friends.
Okay. And you, Heather, do you have a nickname?
Yes, I have lots of nicknames.
Tell us.
Maybe when I was a teenager with my close friends, they called me Ciego, that in English means blind, because between us, I am the person blinder.
Okay. Ingrid, are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
Hey, Cristina, I don't remember a specific, but I remember a funny story with my brother. I took care of him, but he is very special and very imperative. And one day, he put him in a chair and put tape in his mouth.
You are a terrible sister.
I wanted to watch a TV show.
No more. And you, Jael, are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
At the moment I remember a funny story that my mother always tell me. When I was a child, I had a problem when I pronounced the letter R. So once I was arguing with my sister. My sister's name is Caterina. So I call her Caterina. And she kissed me with her foot. And she tore my tongue into parts, literally. So in that moment, that wasn't funny, but nowadays it is.
Oh my God. Ingrid, what was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
I think the last story was the worst.
Yeah, I think the same. And you, Heather, what was one of the worst things you ever did as a kid?
One of the worst things, maybe on December when I fight wars with my friends. Yes, and we did my maldades. How do you say that? We did maldades to other people.
Joke.
Yes.
Ingrid, can you tell me the story of your first kiss?
My first kiss was when I was 16 years old, and was very funny because before the kiss, I prepared with a candy for try to know how I can to kiss my boyfriend. So, but I did it was very simple. It was only like a short action. So.
A little kiss.
A little kiss.
And Harer, can you tell me the story of your first kiss?
Of course. Like most of people, my first kiss was playing Mamacita or Pico Botella.
Okay. And did you like it?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Okay, Ingrid, the last one. How do you imagine your death?
Well, it's difficult. I don't like to think to death. I want a death.
Tranquility death, maybe?
Yes. Because I am afraid about the terrible death, something like in an emergency or in the water
or burning.
Or burning is terrible. I want to one day I go to bed and no
wake
up in the other day.
Okay, and you, Haden, how do you imagine your death?
Yes, I agree with me. I wouldn't like have a terrible death. I can imagine my death just like that. Go to bed, go to sleep, and not wake up anymore.
Okay, tranquility death.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ingrid and Heather.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Bye.
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 Yes.